although one doesn't receive the attention of greeting card companies or calendar notations. As KSKA's Len Anderson tells us, some people will observe Mother's Day on both Saturday and Sunday.
Tomorrow, Saturday, Carrie Blount of Anchorage will make her annual Facebook entry.
I thank my birth mother for doing the most selfless thing anyone can ever do, and that's give a child a chance at a life that you know you can't provide for them. I can only imagine how difficult that was for her.
Afterwards, Carrie, mom to four children, has a second birth Mother's Day tradition.
With my neighbor, because she has four children also, other than the child that she gave up for adoption. And so all of our kids get together and we just hang out, you know, and have a good time and talk about it.
When Carrie was 18, armed with her parents' support and Catholic Social Services records, she found and met her birth mother. Carrie says while the two have little contact, she is glad for what she learned about her adoption situation, as well as the discovery she has four younger siblings. Birth Mother Day is far from official. For that matter, it doesn't even have an agreed-upon day. An internet perusal shows some adoptees have selected the weekend before Mother's Day. Others, like Carrie, honor their birth mothers on the immediately preceding Saturday. The birth mother observance moves outside the traditional adoptions, where the birth mother and even the adoption might remain unknown to the child, or those situations where any relationship to the biological parents is severed. Susan Bomaleski, Executive Director of Catholic Social Services in Anchorage, accepts such situations. But when feasible, she sees advantages to the more open relationships.
What research has shown is that children that know that they were adopted and that their birth mother made a loving decision, a very courageous decision, that she was unable to parent at that time and she selected a home that she felt was able to parent, that it's more accepted, that it's easier for the child to understand than it is maybe they're a teenager and they find it out.
While open adoptions are regularly practiced among some Alaska Native groups, they are much less common among others. But there are exceptions. About 4 years ago, Victoria Salzman gave birth to a baby boy at an Anchorage hospital. Through Catholic Social Services, she had chosen a family with three older children who wanted to adopt. Victoria says although they missed the birth, shortly afterwards the hospital gave the new parents a room close by. Victoria says the four of them spent the next 3 days together. At that time, Victorious was battling a drug addiction that stemmed originally from a severe injury she suffered while in the military. Prescriptions were supplanted by street drugs and a lifestyle that would have likely condemned her son.
I know that he's with the family that he should be with.
As an adoptee, Carrie shares that feeling.
At least for me, I know I was raised by the family that was supposed to raise me. And I thank my birth mother for giving me that life.
Last Christmas, Victorious called and talked to her son. She learned about his newly unwrapped toys and made another discovery.
His mom told me that every night when he prays, that he also prays for his birth mom and his birth family.
Victorious, who has moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma to gain the support of her brother and other family members, along with Narcotics Anonymous, has been clean for nearly 2 years. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.